Show me your hands, Leofric ordered. I did, and he sneered. You'll have blisters soon, Ursling. That was his favourite word. Ursling. It means arsling. That was me, though sometimes he called me endwork, which means a pain in the arse. And he made me an oarsman, one of the 16 on the backboard, which is the left-hand side of the ship as you look forward. The other side is the steerboard, for it is on that side that the steering oar is rigged. We had 60 warriors aboard, 32 rowed at a time, unless the sail could be hoisted, and we had Werferth at the steering oar, and Leofric snarling up and down, telling us to pull harder. All autumn and winter, we rowed up and down Hampton's wide channel, and beyond in the Solent, which is the sea south of the island called Wight, and we fought the tide and wind, hammering Hayhengel through short, cold waves until we had become a crew and could make a leap across the sea. To my surprise, I found that Hayhengel was a fast ship. I had thought that being so much bigger, she would be slower than the Danish ships. But she was fast, very fast, and Leofric was turning her into a lethal weapon. He did not like me, and though he called me Ursling and Endwerk, I did not face him down because I would have died. He was a short, wide man, muscled like an ox, with a scarred face, a quick temper, and a sword so battered that its blade was slim as a knife. Not that he cared, for his preferred weapon was the axe. He knew I was an elderman, but did not care. Nor did he care that I had once served on a Danish boat. "The only thing the Danes can teach us, Ursling," he told me, "is how to die." He did not like me, but I liked him. At night, when we filled one of Hampton's taverns, I would sit near him to listen to his few words, which were usually scornful, even about our own ships. 12, he snarled. "And how many can the Danes bring?" No one answered. 200, he suggested. "And we have 12? Breeder beguiled him one night into talking about his fights, all of them ashore, and he talked of Eskshill, how the Danish shield wall had been broken by a man with an axe. And it was obviously Leofric himself who had done that. And he told how the man had held the axe halfway up its shaft, because that made it quicker to recover from the blow, though it diminished the force of the weapon. And how the man had used his shield to hold off the enemy on his left, killed the one in front, then the one to the right, and then had slipped his hand down the axe handle to start swinging it in terrible flashing strokes that carved through the Danish lines. He saw me listening and gave me his usual sneer. "Been in a shield wall, Ursling?" I held up one finger. "He broke the enemy shield wall," Breeder said. She and I lived in the tavern stables, and Leofric liked Breeder, though he refused to allow her on board Hayhengel because he reckoned a woman brought ill luck to a ship. "He broke the wall," Breeder said. "I saw it." He gazed at me, not sure whether to believe her. I said nothing.
"Who were you fighting?" he asked after a pause. "Nuns?"
"Welshmen," Breeder said.
"Ah, Welshmen. Hell, they die easy," he said.
Which was not true, but it let him keep his scorn of me. And the next day, when we had a practice fight with wooden staves instead of real weapons, he made sure he opposed me, and he beat me to the ground as if I was a yapping dog, opening a cut on my skull and leaving me dazed.
"I'm not a Welshman, Ursling," he said.
I liked Leofric a lot. The year turned. I became 18 years old. The great Danish army did not come, but their ships did. The Danes were being Vikings again, and their dragon ships came in ones and twos to harry the West Saxon coast, to raid and to rape and to burn and to kill.
But this year, Alfred had his own ships ready.
So we went to sea.